My Music. A panel game devised by Tony Schrein and Edward J. Mason. Chairman, Steve Race.
You must be very proud of them, writes a listener from Sheffield. And indeed I am. They being the two on my left, John Amos and Frank Muir, and the two on my right, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Now, gentlemen, the holly and the ivy, the yule log, it's the season to be thinking about wood of various kinds. So the question to you in each case is, which kind of wood? John, you first. What kind of wood comes to mind?
Firewood.
The singer being Lottie Lenier.
Yes.
And the work.
It's probably the Threepenny Opera, isn't it?
No, it's more
mahogany.
Ah.
Pardon?
Ah. Ah, yes.
Oh, the cunning of it.
Yes. No, it's mahogany.
Right. The rise and fall of the city of mahogany, which I take to be mahogany.
Who is it said, where every prospect pleases, only Kurt is vile? Yes.
I once heard a programme of his music, and the announcer said, Kurt Vile was born in so-and-so. Kurt Vile then went to school. Kurt Vile had his first performance. And when he got to the end and said, now, welcome the conductor who will conduct the symphony number 2 by Kurt Vile. Vile!
Can happen to any broadcaster, yes. It's from Mahogany.
I was hoping I'd be able to say a short poulenc, but it's not. It's in fact a full-length Beatles, isn't it?
Yes.
Norwegian word.
You did say it in the end, didn't you?
Cunningly.
Yes, that's cunningly indeed.
It's
yes.
The Beatles, yes, Norwegian word.
Norwegian word, of course, that's right, yes. Ian, I'll turn to the piano for yours, which is a folk tune from the same sort of part of the world. Sort of wood?
Oh, well, if it's near Norway, presumably it's Swedish.
Yes, it's a Swedish tune, so have a stab. It's a
well, it's very largely covered with forests, Sweden. Mm-hmm. Are they pine?
Not according to the title.
Birch?
No. They have cones, I can tell you that.
Fir,
thank you very much.
Pine was fairly near, wasn't it?
He got it, didn't he? Some of the fir trees.
Coniferous
what
trees.
It's called. Indeed, yes, that's right.
Yes.
Dennis, a tree that dates from 1976.
Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going to? Do you know?
Well, it's Diana Ross.
Yes.
And wood. I don't know. It was a film.
Yes.
Made of pine wood? No.
No. Tremendous.
Lady Sings the Yews. No. That's the other one. Yes. I never saw it.
It's non-you.
Yeah.
We've heard it already. Actually.
Yeah, is it? Mahogany.
Mahogany, yes. The film, theme from Mahogany, yes.
Mahogany.
Yeah. Mm. John or Ian, a quick half mark for the first of you to call out which tree this is.
Shoe tree.
John, see them.
Not the linden tree.
No, it's not the linden, no.
Myrtle.
No, no, it's...
Christmas tree.
Shall we ask the audience and shame you? What's it called?
They let you down every time.
Very tactful, every time.
Thank you.
It's by Schumann, the nut tree, der Nussbaum, the nut tree.
Well, I said shoe tree, so I was halfway there.
Puccini, Rogers, Dvorak, Card, Bach, Mozart, Verdi and Trad. What better composers for this? My piano medley. Mm. Oh, didn't you get them down? Oh, too bad.
Tosca?
Tosca, Luceran. Thank you, yes. Then a little bit of...
I think you made that up as you went... I think that was a voluntary. I've never heard it before in my life.
It's a voluntary reference to the tune that goes...
Never heard of that. Oh, that one. what's it called?
Oh, we'll give him that one. There's a special date attached to it. My Funny Valentine.
But that doesn't sound like My Funny Valentine. My Funny Valentine's a lovely tune.
It's your naffy training. I know what you expect to hear. Right, then came John.
Somewhere a Brown Bird is Singing.
No.
Or Something at Even.
No, this one was singing.
Roses of Picardy?
No, sorry, no, this one was singing not to Haydenwood but to Dvorak.
Songs My Mother Taught Me.
Yes, that's right. Songs My Mother Taught Me. And then, did you know.
Nope.
Do you know.
You haven't done very well this round,
not
Steve.
No, if love were all.
I know what they are. It's you.
It comes from
Bittersweet. If Love Were All.
If Love Were All.
Because I think you're going to do well now.
I'd rather not be patronized.
Over to you for.
A Touch of the Brandenburgs.
Yes, one of them. Number three in G, Brandenburgs.
He's covered some paper here, I can tell you. It's Mozart. Is it K40?
No,
it's number 40, but it's K550.
I said it was Mozart. I thought it was ours.
550.
Number it's the violin concerto.
Symphony number 40.
Yes,
that's right. Then.
Caro nome, yes. Rigoletto.
Thank you. And.
Alan Sherman called it God Rest Ye Jerry Mandelbaum.
Or Merry Gentlemen, yes. Preferred version. Right. We tried you on recognising tunes. How about recognising some words? John, you must have known this song for at least half a century, which is a sobering thought. Where can I find, John, a reference to A Frosty Morning?
It was on a frosty morning.
Oh, never knew.
I'm not buying that here.
It's a Monday morning.
It's a Monday morning.
A frosty Monday morning.
Well, it was frosty that Monday.
It could be.
I'll play you the line.
I'll do.
That's the line.
10 o'clock morning.
Here we come gathering nuts and
thank you very much.
Thank you. Here we come gathering nuts in May.
Why didn't you say that first of all?
On a cold and frosty morning. Frank, I quote, back at the point whence you began, or as the song has it, back where you started from. Where did that line start
back,
from?
Back where you belong. That's different. Back where you belong. Oh, yes, go to the east, go to the west. Yes. Home is best. Go back where you started from?
Everything but the title.
It's Back in Your Own Backyard.
Back in Your Own Backyard, right, thank you.
Have I won a mark?
Yes, you have. Yes, last
can I rest?
Yet another. We devote the rest of this round to discovering the origin of Dilly Dilly, Willy Nilly and Dilly Dally. Ian, Dilly Dilly. The song, what's the
name of it? Dilly Dilly, pom 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 pom.
That's it.
Goodness. Dilly dilly tum, some.
Lavender blue.
Lavender blue.
Lavender blue, yes. Thank you. That's dilly dilly. Now, Dennis, willy nilly.
I was working on that. Yes. It's a funny phrase. Willy nilly sounds like a rather unhappy vasectomy, to me, doesn't it? I can't get dilly dilly out of my head. That's a problem.
I'm glad you enjoyed that because we've just been faded off the air. I'll play you.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I go around willy nilly.
Yes.
Imagination.
Imagination.
Funny,
that's right. And that leaves the audience, if they've recovered, to place the words dilly dally. The song is called. Yes, actually, the official title is Don't Dilly Dally on the Way, but you've got the right song, of course. I came across an old piece of mood music called The Little People. So I thought I'd ask you about certain little people. John, Frank Little, that's his name, sang Cassio in one opera, while Vera Little sang Gaia in another. Can you name the operas? Cassio in
Otello.
Yes, Verdi's Otello. And G-A-E-A, the lady's role in...
Was that Fricka's aunt? No, I don't think it was.
No,
would
no.
he be? No, I didn't say.
If he had an Auntie Daphne, you've got a mark.
Auntie Daphne. Strauss?
Yes. Richard Strauss's Daphne is the oh, I think that's all right. Give him the one.
I thought it was going to be danced by Roland Petit.
That's all. Frank, someone else, little.
It's extraordinarily important. A figure of Little Richard.
Ah, that's right. Yes, Little Richard it was. Ian, another.
I must tell you that at my son's tennis club, there's a lady there who plays, whose name is Molly, and they've been waiting for her game to improve so that somebody can say, good volley, Miss Molly. Of course, she hasn't got that good yet. You know?
Well, still on the littles, Ian, another little one.
His responsibility is very small. You must admit he's wide. He's allowed to kiss the bride, but he doesn't have to marry her after all.
I know I am the oldest of the panel.
Not that.
I'm not quite that old, but I think I know who it
yes,
is.
Yes, it would be...
It's Little Titch.
Little Titch, it was.
Who wore these amazingly long boots.
The very man himself, Little Titch, on an early recording, yes. Dennis, do you remember this little chap's name?
No, I'm Remember going him? Through my rep. Is it not Wee Willie Harris?
No.
Only winking.
It's not. I know. Not Tiny Rowland.
Not Tiny
Rowland.
Unlikely. Little Jack Little is the only other one. No,
not Little Jack Little. No, the tune was called Quailer Number 5. He had a great vogue. He's now grown up and plays the saxophone, but then he played the penny whistle. It was all he could afford. He was Little Lemmy in the South African township. Little Lemmy. John Amis.
Yes.
I don't know if you get confused with Hardy Amis or with your cousin, Kingsley Amis, but I occasionally get my name confused with this composer, though we really haven't got a lot in common. his name?
I can't say I know the piece, but I guess you're alluding to Steve Reich.
Steve Reich.
One of the minimalists.
Yes, that's right. It's a piece called Eight Lines. I thought I chose the best bit there.
Oh, good. Somebody once said minimal music is used to the maximum number of times, or some phrase like that.
Hmm, yeah. It certainly does well for royalties. They're very long yes. pieces. Frank, here is a tribute paid across a good half century.
Not that stuff, is it?
No, nothing to do with that. No. I'm, the question, please, is who is paying tribute and to whom?
Well, it's the King's Singers,
yes,
isn't it?
Right.
And presumably, Happy Days Are Here Again to Margaret Thatcher. No, I'm sorry, there's a message coming to me from the left here. Which, it is
the militant left.
It's the Comedian Harmonists.
Thank you, yes. The Comedian Harmonists. They were disbanded in 1935, and the King's Singers made that in 1985. Ian, your turn. Here is a haunting waltz composed, as a matter of fact, by a friend of mine. He proves, towards the end of this extract, what a good friend he is of Richard Strauss. A typical, delicious Straussian modulation.
That's lovely.
Isn't it lovely? It's the Waltz of the Flowers and Gardeners from Joseph Horowitz's Alice in Wonderland ballet. But, Ian, who played Rufus Cucullatus, or conceivably Rufus Solitarius, in the TV version of that story?
Ah, yes. I think it's possibly... I'm a bird watcher rather than an ornithologist, but I have a feeling it might be me.
It is.
Because
Lane,
I do play the dodo... Yes.
It's one of those
extinct roles that occasionally comes one's way. But at least in this dodo has a song, which I'm not going to sing for you now. But I have a song with the duck, and the mother canary, a trio in fact, and I dance a little.
Yes, the television version of Alice in Wonderland, You as the Dodo. The names I gave were, of course, the Latin names for the dodo. Down in my dictionary is large, extinct, and flightless. And somebody said to me, well, if it's extinct, it's bound to be flightless.
Yes, I haven't thought of that.
Yes. Well, yes. Dennis, this is Bawling the Jack, but not the tune of that title you know. It's a reminder, incidentally, that you can't copyright a title. The year was 1927. The players, Natty Dominique with the Dodds Brothers. But what, please, is the percussion instrument?
That's something you can't do on a Bendix, is it?
That's right.
It's a washboard.
Yes.
It's beautiful. Right. Almost carried the melody there, yes, didn't it? That's lovely.
Yeah, that's right. Lovely record. Our producer said it sounded to him. He said it sounded like an amplified zip.
Yes.
Actually, very good quality for a 1927 record. Mm. Recopied, of course, onto it. The LP won an award, actually, in a quality sense, didn't I? If summer is the silly season, then Christmas is the sing-song season. And the first of our four final songs is one that everyone can join in. Everyone over the age of 60, anyway, as who isn't. So, Frank, you, the soloist, our audience, the chorus, and tiptoe through the tulips.
Tiptoe through the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. Tiptoe from the window to the shadow of a willow tree. tree, come tiptoe through the tulips with me. Native and flowers will stray, we'll keep the showers away. And if I kiss you in the garden, in the moonlight, will you pardon me? Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Very choice, very choice. John's song is seasonal, part whistled, part sung. It's a charming carol by Donald Swann.
With words by Michael Flanders, I might add.
Yes, yes.
The baby's born in Bethlehem. The angel chorus sing. The magi and the shepherds hear glad tidings of the King. The mother smiles, the star shines on, the heavens can relax. And Joseph wonders how on earth, and Joseph wonders how on earth he's going to pay his tax. And Joseph wonders how on earth he's going to pay his tax.
Dennis's story is somewhat different. Right.
Around the corner and under the tree, the gallant major made love to me. I said nay, nay, I said no, no, but ever since I've been there once, I always want to go around the corner and under the tree. The handsome major said, come with me. He held my hand, he talked so grand, then went away and stayed away. So every night I stand around the corner and under the tree. The breeze was sighing and so was he. He kissed me once, he kissed me twice, the third time he did something that was really rather nice. Around the corner and under the tree. This song could go on indefinitely. Let's cut it short, I think we ought, because the words that follow next could land us all in court.
And finally, Ian has a kind of syncopated spiritual.
The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy, and they say that his name was Jesus. He came from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom. He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom. Oh, yes, believer. Oh, yes, believer. He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom. The wise men saw where the baby born. The wise men saw when the baby born. The wise men went where the baby born, and they say that his name was Jesus. He come from the glory, he come from the glorious kingdom. He come from the glory, he come from the glorious kingdom. Oh, yes, believer. Oh, yes, believer. He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom. He come from the glorious kingdom.
Well, before all this singing, we had a bit of a quiz going on, and for the benefit of people who take any interest in such things, I can tell you that in accordance with the Christmas spirit, it was a tie. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Pete Atkins.